The temptation to do the wrong thing is something that comes our way pretty much every day. And we can either succumb to it, which many do, or we can persevere and resist it. Which will it be? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. As with anything in life, we can either be passive or proactive in dealing with temptation. Passive people go with the flow. Passive people often blame others for their woes. Passive people have a target painted on their chest that our enemy, the devil, is only too willing to aim at time and time again. So when it comes to the temptations in your life, are you passive or proactive? James chapter 1 verse 12. Great blessings belong to those who are tempted and remain faithful. After they have proved their faith, God will give them the reward of eternal life. God promised this to all people who love him. The challenge through temptation is to remain faithful, thereby proving your faith. Faith without works is dead, right? Our good works are the evidence of our genuine faith. That's a theme that runs right through the Bible from beginning to end. You know the things that tempt you. You know your weak points. You should be prepared for when, not if, that temptation comes at you. What's your plan when someone triggers your anger? What's your plan when you're tempted to cheat? What's your plan? Who would go into battle knowing 100% for certain that the enemy is going to attack them without a plan for repelling and defeating him? That'd be just plain stupid, wouldn't it? So have a plan, because the temptation will come. Perseverance isn't passive, it's proactive. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The Lord our God loves you so much, which is why his word speaks his wisdom into your life so powerfully. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.